Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf.
If you want to shop here, you need to take that shirt off.
I understand that,
right.
But Jesus is associated with religion and it's offending people. People have been offended, and like I said, all we are asking you is to take your shirt off. You can go to Macy's or we can leave.
I didn't say anything though. I didn't say anything.
Why are you making me so we have to serve?
You can go to Macy's and you can do your shopping, or you can leave the mall. Okay? Those are your only options right now.
What is wrong with you? What is the problem with
you? Again, sir, it is religious soliciting. There is no soliciting allowed on mall property, which is private property.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
I'm still trying to get my mind around the fact that I've been arrested for silent thoughts going on in the privacy of my own head. My faith is a central part of who I am, so sometimes I'd stand or walk near an abortion facility and pray about this issue. Police asked me what I was doing one afternoon near the abortion centre. I was clearly just standing there, motionless. I was completely silent. I let the police officers know that I might be praying inside my own head. That's all I was doing, thinking, lifting up my thoughts to God in silent prayer. This was enough for them to arrest me and take me to the station. Before doing this, they searched me on the pavement, even searching through my hair and confiscating the tissues from my pockets. When I was taken down to the police station, I was then grilled about what I was thinking. Later, they let me know that I've now been charged on 4 counts because of the thoughts I've been thinking and where I was thinking them. You don't have to be pro-life to see that this is wrong. Freedom of thought, conscience, and belief are the most fundamental rights, and are an essential part of our human identity. My name's Isabel. I'm a friend to some, a sister to others, a charity worker, a Christian. I'm not a criminal, but I've been censored.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Before I ask you any questions about what's going on today, I have to caution you, which is just your rights, which is you do not have to say anything. It may harm your defence if you do not mention one question something that you later on in court, anything you do say may be given me. What are you here for today?
Physically, I'm just coming here.
Okay. Why here of all places? I know you don't live nearby.
But this is an abortion something.
Okay. That's why you're is you standing here part of the protest?
No. I'm not protesting.
Are you praying?
I might be praying in my head.
So I'll ask you once more, will you voluntarily come with us now to the police station for me to ask you some questions about today and other days where there are allegations that you've broken public space of protection?
If I've got a choice, then no.
Okay, well then you're under arrest. There's no suspicion of failing to comply with the public space of protection order, which is under the Antisocial Behaviour Common Police Act 2014. Now, of course, you again, you don't have to say anything. It may harm your defence if you didn't mention one question. Something which you later on in court, anything you do say may be given. Do you understand the caution?
I do.
Your arrest is necessary in order for a prompt and effective investigation into the offence. What that means is so that I can ask you some questions. And also to protect vulnerable people, mainly service users in the clinic. Okay? So you'll accompany us out to the police station, you get booked in front of the custody sergeant, and then if you want to solicit, you can solicit and we'll interview you. Okay? I don't intend to handcuff you, but obviously my colleague will search you because you're going to get into the police car and make sure you don't have anything to harm us. Okay?
What did you do?
No.